The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 407, special feature on the Texas Scottish Festival. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support us over on Patreon. Now, whenever you become a patron of the podcast, 10% of all the money I earn goes toward Celtic nonprofits. I donate it because I want to help our fellow Celtic organizations. And one of the festivals I have supported over the years is the Texas Scottish Festival. And thanks to our patrons, I made another nice donation to the festival. And this year it takes place on May 10th through 12th in Decatur, Texas. And we're going to highlight some of the amazing artists performing in 2019, as well as in past years. We kicked off the show with Scotland Rising. That was Desert Reels from their album Out of the Ashes. Next up is Beyond the Pale with the Tommy Jig, Dan Murphy's, and Four Posts of the Bed from their album Wantin' Something More.
Thank you. Push around, I'll go down crown. Push me, hey.
After Beyond the Pale was the Selkie Girls with Monia Dan Azabaya. From their album Pirate Queen, then came Real Trouble with Martin Wins No. 2, Dunmore Lasses and the Coal Miner, and then Tullamore from their newest album. I think it's this newest album. It's called Two to Get Ready. The track is called Sound the Pibroch. And now I saw they were performing in the Texas Scottish Festival. I checked out their website and said, lo and behold, that they had two new albums since I last got one of their albums, which is disappointing. So I was like, I have to get these albums and contact them, make sure I get permission and all that stuff. And I was able to do it rather quickly, thank goodness. So you get some new music from them instead of something, one of their older tracks. Go get these albums. You can find them at tullamore.band. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Lori Wilson emailed St. Patrick's Day goals. Didn't know if you saw this, thought it was neat. And it's a link to a BBC travel story, an Irish pub born in the dark. Sean's Bar has been in business since the Dark Ages, and many locals and respected Irish historians also believe it to be the oldest in the world. It's been serving alcohol for 1,100 years. Can you imagine that? You can find a link to the article in the show notes. Mary Malaziska emailed, "Hi, Mark. Devoted and highly supportive listener here. We love your podcast. My husband and family and I have a ritual. We love listening to your podcast as we cook dinner. We talk about our days and enjoy your wonderful music. Simple but wonderful. Thank you. In any case, I was just listening to the current podcast and you mentioned having a podcast devoted to the Celtic harp. I was thrilled. I spent the last 20-plus years studying the clarsach, or Celtic harp. It is my passion. I am actually a former president in the Scottish National Harp Society of America. I want to offer some recommendations for some harpists that I love listening to over the years. There are so many, so this isn't a comprehensive list. Just some that I feel are great because of their skill and talent as a performer, and because of their unique ability as a composer or arranger. First, I'd suggest Cynthia Cathcart. She is a Scottish U.S. national champion and professional musician. She plays the clarsach, which is the wire-strung harp played with one's fingernails. She is a small niche artist, even in the harp world, so any of her music from the Alchemy of a Rose album should be easy to get permission for. She does a great version of Brian Boru's March with the Didgeridoo. I'd also like to suggest Anne Heyman, who in my opinion is the finest wire-strung harp player in the world. She is credited with reinventing the wire-strung technique based on extensive research of the Bunting Manuscript, Irish Harp Source, and other sources. My favorite album is Queen of Harps. Another premier Scottish artist is Alison Kinnaird, who is considered one of the leading performers and researchers of the Scottish harp. Her book, Tree of Strings, is a must-have for anyone doing historical harp research. Other artists who are absolutely wonderful and renowned in the Celtic harp world include Deborah Friot, Kim Robertson, Robin Hugh Bowen, Welsh triple harp, Cheryl Ann Fulton, Maura Ní Cathsair, Patrick Ball, Laurie Rasmussen, and of course, some of the original leaders of the Celtic harp world, such as Derek Ball and Alan Stivell. There are so many wonderful harpists that I could name. I hope you do consider doing this podcast. There are some great Celtic harp musicians out there, and I know your listeners would welcome learning about it. With respect for all the wonderful things you do. Wow, thank you so much for that email. Mary, I really appreciate it. I am not creating the podcast, I should point out. Anne Roos, who is a Celtic harpist on the west coast of the U.S., she is creating the show, so I will send this along to her. I think she is nearly already done, so we might have to do another one in the future. I don't think I have permission for any of these artists to play their music, sadly. So we'll have to see about reaching out. I would love your help if you want to help me reach out to some of these artists and we can maybe doing a special on, you mentioned a lot of Scottish harpers. So maybe we can even fine tune the Celtic harp world with a Scottish harp special. That'd be awesome. Drop me a line if you'd like to help me out with that. Otherwise, we'll just see what I can pull together in the months to come. All right, the next three artists that I'm going to play in the show are not actually performing this year at the Texas Scottish Festival. They were performers in the past, and at least two of them might be in the future. Sadly, Jed Merrim, who's the second on the list, he passed away last year. We're going to kick it off with Room for Us All in the Dance by Ed Miller from his album, The Edinburgh Rambler.
Fell on the box and Ali on the fiddle, with Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. There's some no even started yet, there's some hood up for every set, and some with faces streaked with sweat. There's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali on the fiddle, with Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. They're all in new for the sergeant dashing, with the elbows high and the partners clashing. The blood is up and the eyes are flashing, and there's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali on the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. Then arm in rows we're heading, stepping a foot for Mary's wedding, and someone will miss the weight that they're shedding, and there's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. And the cry goes up for strip the willow, the ties are off and the dresses billow, and I wouldn't mind her for to share my pillow, and there's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. It's quarry's jig and autumn and napping, the feet are gone and the hands are clapping, and the devil knows what next will happen, and there's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. By the chicken path and the eightsome reel, you'd think we all had springs in our heels, and a wee quick cuddle and a kiss will steal. There's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. The Hamilton rant and the cashmere shawl, we can hardly hear the callers call, for the din is echoing off the wall. There's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. But now it's time for toddling hame, and most of the folk are limp and lame, but quite a few won't lie the lane, and there's room for us all in the dance. We fell on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. Take your partners, fill on the box and Ali in the fiddle, we Burl at the top and then we dashed in the middle. And what she sees in him is a riddle, and there's room for us all in the dance. Thank you.
by yon bonny banks and by yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on the gloamin', where me and my true love forever want to be, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll tak the high road, and I'll tak the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. For me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. There that we parted by yon shady glen, on the steep, steep sides of Bendlovin, where in the purple hill the healing hills reveal, and the moon coming out in the golden. Oh, you'll tak the high road, and I'll tak the I'll be in Scotland afore ye. For me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Birdie sings, and the wild flower springs, and in sunshine the waters lie sleeping. But the broken-hearted kins nae second spring again, and the world knows not how we are grieving. Oh, you'll tak the high road, and I'll tak the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. For me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll tak the high road, and I'll tak the low road, and I'll be in Scotland afore ye. For me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Grass. I've a fenced garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a girl want more? But I don't know. Maybe so.
Maybe so.
And a spinster, she's easy and she's free. Well, I've lots to look after. After me. My father often tells me I should go and have a try to get a man that owns a bit of land. And I know the way he says it, sure there's someone in his eye. And me mother has the whole thing planned. But I don't.
Greatly to agree.
him I want to win, though he never throws an eye at me. Now there's a little man who is worth his weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, don't you see? And I mean to go ask him just as soon as I get old if he'll come and have an eye to me. But I don't know, will I go? For I'd love to be sitting on his knee, and I'd sing like a thrush on a hawthorn bush when he comes and makes an eye at me. But I don't know, will I go? For I'd love to be sitting on his knee, and I'd sing like a thrush on a hawthorn bush when he comes and makes an eye.
After Ed Miller was the late Jed Marom with Loch Lomond from his final album, Calla's Waltz. Then came Skeleton McKee with Handsome Johnny Flynn from Leave the World Laughing. Celtic Podcast News. I want to give you a quick heads up. I decided to skip the podcast next week. My family's official move date to Atlanta is next week. So while we will still be in Birmingham for the most part, we will be getting everything set up at our new home, and since May has 5 Thursdays instead of the usual 4, I figured it was just easier and less financially stressful for many of our patrons who don't set a cap on their pledges. That said, I decided last minute to compile a short bonus podcast exclusively for the patrons of the podcast. If you want the show, it's just music, so you have something to tie you over until show number 408. If you like that episode, support the show. Become a patron of the podcast. And of course, there are many ways to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can make a donation through our website. You can buy a bumper sticker to show your support. You can buy a shirt, get the Sainted Songhenge collection to tell the world you support Celtic culture. But the best way is, of course, to become a patron of the podcast. The show exists because of the kind patronage of people like you. You can make a pledge of a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the podcast. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. You can also get episodes before regular listeners. Become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And I want to thank our newest patron, Alexander P. Thank you so much for your generous support. Next up, we are back to some of the artists performing at the Texas Scottish Festival in 2019. Anton and the Colts, they've been touring Europe. And this is a track called My Favorite Song, from the album No End of the Line.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It was a sweaty old affair with glass souls and no show. Low lives, broken strings, lily-eyed, forgotten dream. You were silhouette by the stage, warming with the la-la-la. It had been a while since you stepped in front of a light. You were bold, you were fierce, though you just skin tight leathers were the perfect choice for tonight. I watched you dance that room like a ballroom pro. as the summer heat, it broke the sky. The room was filling up, now says the stagehand, said it's a sold out show tonight. There was a rumor read that by my favorite song was on the list. You know the one with the line, what am I supposed to do? Now I spend all my gold on you. Listen, like one of those sentimental lines that just rings true. Though you wrote it for you, we've all walked that road. That's why it's my favorite song. Though when you lay it down, when you sing it out for the world and the weary kind, those strangers looking back. But tonight we old friends singing our favorite songs. Well, all the words come alive when you do that thing with the truth in your voice. When you sing it out from the old and the weary kind, we are passers by in a street. But tonight we roll over singing our favorite songs. You and your band played around 2 hours worth of tunes. You said thank you, good night, and with a wave you walked off stage. Myself and the crowd stood there chanting your name for just one more song. You reappeared barefoot holding your beat up J-45. You stepped to the mic and said this song's for you. Oh, though it made my night when you strummed that first chord. Though my favorite song, though when you lay it down, when you sing it out for the world and the weary kind, those strangers looking back. But tonight we're all old friends singing our favorite songs. Well, all the words come alive when you do that thing with the truth in your voice. When you sing it out for the world and the weary kind, we are passers by in a street. But tonight we're all old friends singing our favorite songs.
Everybody ready? Paul, are you ready? Mike, are you ready? Dylan, are you ready? Let's go! prettiest girl I know.
After Anton and the Colts was Cleghorn with Hello, Hello from Live in Greenville. It's another band that I'm a little disappointed that I wasn't able to get newer music from. They have like 3 or 4 albums since this one was released, so there's a lot of music. You can go to their website for more details. After Cleghorn was Willow and Her Giant with O'Carolan's Farewell to Music. Then came Brother with Take Me Down from their album Pax Romana MMV. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with a friend or more. The world is getting smaller on the social networks. It's getting more and more difficult to share the things that you love, except for in your community. So that means you have an ability to reach more people in your personal world, your community. You say, hey, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is out here sharing music from these independent artists, and we would love you to join the community. And I would love it if you would help spread the word for the podcast. If you find music you loved in this show, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow them on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, I'll send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20. We're going to finish up the show with Jill Chambliss and Scooter Muse from their album, The Langawa Ships. This is the Collier's Way. If you are going to the Texas Scottish Festival, I hope you have a fantastic time. And if you aren't going, I hope this show makes you feel like you are. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Chambliss and Muse. Sláinte.
were lying off 3 years. I'm not so sure I can, for I forgot the taste of coal. I never thought I could, but a miner's life goes deeper still, and the dust runs through my blood. I've missed the boys, I've missed the noise, I've missed the conger's way, but I never missed the black, black coal that I dug day after day. It's like a canny wait. Put on again my lamp and hat, stand at the cage's gate, and hear again the lads all talking, hear their jokes as well, and hear the high-pitched engines whine that drop us down to hell. I've missed the boys, I've missed the noise, I've missed the conger's way, but I've never missed the black, black coal that I dug day after day. One stroke of a coal board lackey's pen, and they've shut the best pits down. And I've no other trade or skills, we hundreds just the same. So we'll open up the pit ourselves to be working. I've missed the boys, I've missed the noise, I've missed the collier's way, but I've never missed the black, black coal that I dug day after day. It's different this time, they say, and they all wish us well. But if they shut us down again, I'll blow this pit to hell. I'll be no politician's pawn to crow or toe his line. I'll end coal working here for good on my last day down the mine. I've missed the boys, the noise, I've missed the collier's way, but I've never missed the black, black coal that I dug day after day.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.